ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'u lillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu wa s-salam ala sayyid al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala fatimata wa abiha wa ba'laha wa baniha bisir al-mustawdi'a fiha bi'adadi ma ahata bihi ilmuk. It's with great sorrow and pain to again commemorate the shahada, the martyrdom of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayha. The sorrow and the pain that would never leave our hearts because she was the only daughter of Rasulullah. She was the flag bearer of wilaya. She is the mother of all the believers, the mother of all the imams, and she was innocently martyred on the path of reviving or protecting the message of Rasulullah, which was manifested and translated into protecting the successor of Rasulullah, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Respected brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the 19th dua in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, a great dua that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has taught us to be recited in the times of drought, when he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water, asking him for blessings, for rahmah, mercifulness of Allah, in the format of rain, in the format of water, in the times of drought, and in the times of natural disasters of such. He says on the very final part, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, and that's how he concludes the dua, by saying, Allah bless Muhammad and his household. Warzuqna min barakati as-samawati wal-ard. Provide us with the blessings of the heavens and the earth. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Thou are powerful, you are powerful over everything. You have the absolute power and authority. There's an illusion and an answer that I want to present in this session today. Let's take a quick break. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, of course, one should not harbor the illusion of why the current imperialist countries and the operators of the global system of dominance are currently enjoying numerous blessings despite having a record full of corruption and darkness. Someone might ask, because in the previous sessions we said our actions and our deeds are directly related with the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon us through the skies, just like the rain, right? One of them, like a clean air and, you know, being able to get rid of pollution that exists, all of that, right? One of the illusions, one of the questions, one of the doubts that you might have, question marks that you might place here, you'd be like, okay, probably in the West, in the Europe, in some of the countries that you might be remembering, there's a lot of corruption, there's no Islam, the deeds, the people's actions are not really something that you can be proud of. But still, they have a lot of rain. They have beautiful, clean air. Why is that? Denying or refusing the claim? Is that going against the claim that we have had in the previous sessions? Well, the answer is, of course, no. The reason for that is that the Almighty God does not rush in His administration. The one who rushes is he who fears the loss of something. Indeed, only he who fears loss hastens, right? Then the condition, there's a beautiful proverb in Persian. It says, wait and see what the future holds. In fact, it says the night is long, right? Let's see what the dawn will bear, right? You have to see the ending of many of these countries. And blessings is not necessarily, blessings sent down in this from the skies is not necessarily in the format of rain. Sometimes the drought that we have in our countries is due not to just actions, but also the wrong policies that we have taken, like the lack of use of new science and new technologies and new methods. That is part of it. But in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares more about His true servants. So sometimes He punishes us because of our wrong actions, whereas to the zalimeen, to the oppressors, He says, I'll leave you with this dunya. I give you this dunya, but you'll be deprived from the hereafter. You take all the painkillers so that you never wake up from the sleep of heedlessness that you're in. Let's take another break and inshallah we'll be back.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, in this final portion of this session, what we ask in this dua is, the final point is that what specialists in planting and harvesting consider essential for the earth's yield and growth is a necessary condition, but not a sufficient condition. Meaning that the sufficient condition is that a situation arises where the blessings of the earth are both absorbed and the blessing of the heavens descended upon us. And heavenly calamities and losses are prevented. All of this is attainable only through the obedience of the divine truth or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by upholding and practicing taqwa and piety. That is very important. If we do adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive His blessings from us. He might test us, right? We might go through challenges, tests, hardships, and difficulties. But if we remain muttaqi, if we remain faithful, if we remain steadfast on the path we have chosen to be on, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens to us the gates of mercy, the gates of blessing in accordance to the Holy Quran. May Allah grant us and all of us sustenance, rizq, and abundant provision. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.